Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Take your joy. Let no man or devil take from you. Lord, we thank you. When you left here, you said, peace I live with you. My peace I have given unto you. Not as man give I unto you. So Lord, we thank you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Believe in God. Believe also in me. So we thank you this morning. We can always rest or know in you, Lord, and in your word and in your promises. Knowing that you are always with us, it's a covenant that the Lord makes with his people and with you always to the end of the world. We can always count on you. So we thank you this morning for bringing us together in fellowship and thank you for the testimony. Lord, as we share a few words on your word this morning, Lord, bless the reading of your word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 18. And the Lord says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. One translation says, instead of saying declare him, he says, he has introduced him. So this morning by God's grace, introducing the Father. Where is the Father today, right? So introducing the Father, so he has declared him. One thing he has introduced him. So this morning, by God introducing the Father. Now, the entire ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, is interwoven. Was interwoven with the facts concerning the Father. He was Father conscious, showing us an example how we have to be Father conscious, our Heavenly Father consciousness. You know, we will have less anxiety in these evil days. If we are very, very conscious of our Heavenly Father being with us all the time, right? So throughout his ministry, he said that all the while. He came to introduce the Father and to do the Father's way. Give us an example. See? We're going to go through many scriptures this morning, how the Lord came to introduce the Father, and who is the Father, you know? And he said he came to do the Father's way, giving us an example. There are many striking things about the Lord Jesus. But the outstanding feature of his life on earth was his continual confession of what he was to the Father and what the Father was to him. How often we should confess who we are to the Father, that God is our Father, right? It's your Father. I'm going to sit right now. And the Lord says over and over again to lead you and I an example, to get you more intimate with the Father, you know. And so we have to do the same thing. It was always a sort of underlying desire on the Lord's path to go back to the Father. And as he said in John 16:28, you know, it says, I came forth from the Father, and I'm called into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. Always talking about the Father all the time. So the Lord remembered who he was before he came into the world, before he knew he was. He remembered what the glory had been before the world was ever made. So he said in John 17, the fourth verse, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work, talking about the Father now, which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Talking about, who he was. He's the creator and so forth, you know. And like I said before, in John 1:18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him or introduced him. The Lord introduced Elohim, if you will. The God of the Jews, quite referring to the Jews in those days and so on, as his Father. He called him his Father so often, all the time, my Father, so often, that the Jews considered it blasphemy, right? He spoke so much about the Father, the Jews thought it was blasphemy, you know, in John 5:17, for example. But Jesus answered them, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. See? Throughout his ministry, how we should be our Heavenly Father conscious, right? He said, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his father, making himself equal to his God. And that's what he was. Came to introduce the father, right? That's what he was. That's what he is. You know? So, and, you know, I look at some of the things he did. Many of the time, maybe I don't know, probably did them on the Sabbath day, to tell them, look, I've come to change the order of things. The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. He told them about that, you know. Anyway, so let's see now. So, the scripture shows that the Lord was crucified because he had called God his Father. You know that? You know, when he told you the Father, why they killed him? John 19:7. The Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law, he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. See? So was it, unveiling of the Father to this world caused Christ his life? That's right. Just to introduce the Father, who the Father is, causing his life. But we know this. The scripture also makes it clear, I'm not saying clear, that he was delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. See? He said, nobody can take my life from me. I lay it down and I pick it up again. You know? So he was, by the determinate foreknowledge of God in Acts 2:23, I say that. Taken by wicked hands, crucified and slain. All those things happen, by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God. Nothing happened by accident. That's what he came to do. To lay down his life for the race, you know. So we saw that in Acts 2:23. The Lord declared not only his intimacy, but his divine oneness with the Father. See? Like in John 5:19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he said the Father do. For what things soever he doeth in the Father, this also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than this, that you may marvel. Now, you know, in this particular chapter of the book of John, I believe he has, done many, many miracles. A man that was paralyzed for 38 years by the pool of Bethesda. You know, he has raised him up and healed him and things like that. You know, so many, many miracles in there. Anyway, and so verse 26, 21. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. So the Lord made a declaration of his deity clearer when one of the disciples asked him, show us the Father. He came to introduce the Father and give the Father to him. So one of the disciples asked him, his name was Philip, show us the Father. In John 14:8, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and he sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Keep to introduce the Father, right? Keep to introduce the Father. Has seen the Father. And thou said thou, then show us the Father. So we see, the Lord declared that he came to do the Father's will. Show, give us an example. If you want anything in this world, want to do the Father's will too, right? As we go through this a few passages this morning. In John 5:30, I can of my own self do nothing, teaching us how we should depend upon the Lord in all that we need and in all that we do, Run it by the Lord. Don't just run. Don't just run and beat it on your own. Run it by the Father. You know, I don't know that you know. Anyway, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Verse 36. But I have greater witness than that of John, meaning John the Baptist there. For the works which the Father has given me, it's in reference to the Father all the time, right? You know, which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. He has never heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, to those Jews there and so on. And there is yet another scripture, which makes it clearer, that he came down from heaven, came down from the Father, and into the world, with but one purpose. What was it? To do the Father's will. That is in John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Aren't you glad that you have come to the Lord? See, the Father gave you to the Lord. Aren't you glad? And so on, you know. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me, the Lord said. Then the Lord gave perhaps one of the strongest statements he ever made in John 6:57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. As God's children, we have to live by the Lord Jesus Christ, right? We live by him. See, that's our calling. That's our calling, really. But then the Lord even added one to him, John 7:29. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Talking about the Father, right? And another striking statement from the Lord in John 8:26. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that has sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. How we should always wait upon the Lord to make sure we are speaking the things that we hear from the Father all the time, right? You know, whatever we do, you know, 27th verse. And look at it. They understood not that he spoke to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, professor of his crucifixion now, then shall ye know that I am he. See? And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak this thing. All this is different our example, right? All I'm reading this morning by the Father. The Lord came to introduce the Father and went to the world and to all of us, but to us to also follow his example, right? You see? That's why. Then in the next verse, 29th verse of John chapter 8, he said one of the most beautiful things that ever fell out of his lips. What was it? And he that has that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him, said. Then we notice that statement that says, the Father has not left me alone. How we should ever be conscious of the Lord's presence with us all the time. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. See? Why? Because he was the Father's pleaser. We want to be Father's pleaser, right? He was the Father's pleaser. And that's an example for us. We should ever need to please the Father, right? The Lord Jesus. For he said, I do always, not just sometimes, those things that please him, leaving us an example. And surprisingly, every one of us can be that way, that the Holy Ghost will dwell in us. We can do the same thing. You see? As I'm going to see later and so on, you know? And if we are determined in our heart, and start being that way that the Lord has just told us now, what a change it will make in our life, you know? it will. We need not be hindered or be imprisoned in the things we want that He is not pleased with. Whatever the God doesn't please, we don't want to do whatever He doesn't please. We don't want to go that way. Right? We need not struggle with things that shut us away from the sweetest fellowship with the Lord. We want to do only the things which are pleasing, you know, to the Lord and so on, just as He Himself did and so on. Now, we can understand the power and the authority of the man of Galilee. What was it? The singleness of purpose. What purpose? To please the Father. To do the Father's will. That is a singular purpose, you know. And what a great secret. This is one of the keys that unlocked His miracle power. See? He do the same thing. We experience the same thing. He had nothing to seek for other than that, you know. It is noteworthy to read some of his confession about the Father. I want to read some more of what he said about the Father. He said to do the Father, do the will of the Father. In John 8:42, Jesus said unto them, to the Jews, you know, who didn't know what they were doing, if God were your Father, ye would love me, he said, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but He sent me. Verse 54 of that same chapter of John 8. Some of the Lord's confession, right? John 8:54. Jesus answering, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that is your God. You see that? They called Him God, right? The Jews called Him God. But Jesus called Him Father. What a big difference, you know? So the church of today, they called Him God. But the true child of God, you know, called Him Father, right? Yeah, He's God. But more than God, is our Heavenly Father. He's our Father. So, how if you ever intelligently call Him Father? See? And so we say that here. He is a Father God with a Father heart. And His people call Him just God. Just God. You know, I say God and so on. Mr. God, right? You know? Like they should speak to a neighbor. But today being Father's Day, I don't know that, you know, in this place, in this country and so on. Let us learn the secret of the Father heart. John 25 says this. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe me not, other Jews. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. 27th verse. My sheep hear my voice, the Lord said, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. See, your blessings now as a child of God, right? Eternal life. And they shall never perish. What a blessing. We know that we never perish because we are the lost, right? Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. So today people, Christians and so on, are afraid of that and so on, you know. But our Father said, is greater than all, the Bible says here. And no man, not even Lucifer, I will put that one there, is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Blessings of God's children, right? And live a life of boldness in the Lord Jesus. Why? Because you are not alone. So He's always with you there. Hitherto, He has been magnifying the Father, right? Lifting the Father up before our hearts. And now, He pushes aside, if you will, the curtain, and let us look at Him as He really is. Where is that? John 10:30. He now removed the veil. I and my Father are one. See? He now removed the veil of everything. I and my Father, we are one. See? So, introducing the Father and so forth. So, he said that. So, anyway. So, and now we can see Him in His majesty and His greatness. In John 10:37, if I do not the works of my Father, Believe me or not, he told them. Then there is this marvelous clothing that he put at the next verse here, John 38. But if I do, meaning the work of my Father, though ye believe not me, believe the work, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. In so many ways, seduce the Father, right? In so many ways. And God's children cast it, they cut it, and so on. The world still don't cash it. You know, they think there are three gods. No. See? You know, the God's children we know by all he has said, you know. Now, this is the very relationship of the church to the Father now, just like the Lord said here and so on. This is your relationship as a child of God. You are in the Father, God says so. And the Father is in you. Don't look at yourself as just whatever. See yourself as God sees you, as whom God has made you, as a child of God. That's how you should perceive yourself and see yourself, you know. So you are in the Father, and the Father is in you. Meaning that he has imparted his life into you as a Christian. His very nature has been given to you. 2 Peter 1:4 says this, whereby are given unto us, Christian, meaning believers, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You are a child of God. You are as much as his child as the Lord Jesus was, you know, was, and so on. So, when you can take all this in that God says about you into your heart, I'm telling you, and you will realize something that more than ever before, you know what he has done for you and me, and so on. So following are some real other nuggets that we should note carefully. In John 12:45, and he that seeth me, he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. What do you want? Introduce the Father, right? He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. Why the Father? See? So we say right there. I'm come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me, he said, and receiveth not my words, hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day, the Lord said. So, and verse 49, I want to read a couple of two more verses. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father. See, introducing the Father made us the Father God conscious, right? But the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, what an example, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Some people run away from the word of God, and they are scared of why, you know, his word in one place is commandment, they are not grievous, right? It's life ever. We should see, that's what we should be seeking most of our life. What is his word? What does he want us to do? And so on, you know? Everlasting. Whatever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So leaving us an example, you know, Father today, let's lean to our Heavenly Father as the Lord taught us in these things. We ought to be able to say to the world, like we're talking about witnessing, right? So let us be mindful what he witnessed. Let us do what he did. Say to the world, you that see me are looking upon a branch of the vine. Like Abraham was testifying, see, I'm a man of God. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why do you shy from who you are? See? So be able to say that I'm a branch of the vine. I'm the part of Jesus that is bearing fruit. Jesus and I are one. That's right. Some people are not, you know. I don't confess who you are. What I'm saying is in John 15:5. I am divine, the Lord said. You, Christians, are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Jesus and the Father are one, he told us. So, you see what your relationship is with the Lord Jesus Christ. We also say in our confession, I'll be born again. Be bold. I mean, I tell you, people when I witness, are you born? You say, okay, you know, the word Christian has become so polarized, right? You know, you mean some, you know, all kind of things to people. That's really what it really means, and so on. You know, I ask, are you born again? You know, and so on. Like myself, we were in the grocery store one day. We saw one lady from Nigeria, from the eastern part of Nigeria, and so on. She had never met him before. After a little conversation, I say, well, I talk about, are you a Christian and so on? Then, that's the thing. Ah, I said, I'm a Christian and so on. He said, born again. I was so happy. Filled with the Holy Ghost, she told me, you know, praise the Lord. After, you know, she was bold and so on. I said, I'm so happy and so on. She knew what she was talking about, right? Anyway, that's how it ought to be. Now, we ought to say, I've been born again, that I may be a light in the world. Philippians 2:13 says so. For it is God, Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, the Lord said, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Don't be ashamed that you are light of the world. Maybe confess what you are. See? So now, in our witnessing, we should learn to say things like this. I came not to judge. I'm not to criticize. I'm not criticizing you. If I'm witnessing, I'm not criticizing you. Because you are walking in sin. Do not know the Father. I'm here to bring you the glad tidings. Those angels said to the announcing of the coming of the birth of Christ. Good tidings, right? You, sinner and so on, not condemning you. See, I'm not judging you. Or breaking you, but bringing you good tidings that God so loves you that he has sent his son to die for you. And because the Lord himself said, I came not to condemn the world, right? Yeah, but that the word through me might be saved. Judgment will come later, but for now, it's time to witness. I see a little bit gap left of the door, like the ark in the days of Noah, and so on, that you know. A little bit of time to witness about what you do right now. The Lord further said to Philip anyway concerning his question or request, about showing the Father. In John 14:10, believest thou not that I am in the Father? And the Father in me, the word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. The Lord said, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the work's sake. So, how stronger and more effective will our ministry be if we know in our hearts that the words that we speak are not our own, see, but our Heavenly Father. When you are studying the Word of God, you are speaking the Word of God, no longer you speaking and so on and that, you know. In one place, the Lord said, when you are brought to justice and so on, and before the people and so on, don't even meditate what you say. He said, the Holy Ghost will give you that word in that hour that you have to speak. Talking of persecution and so on, you are wondering what I'm going to be saying. Don't even meditate what I'm going to say. The Holy Ghost will give you that what to say. See? Anyway, so you can boldly say that the word that I say, not my own word, like the Lord said, but my Heavenly Father dwells in me. For the Lord said in John 20:21, as my Father, you can see, because as my Father has sent me, so I send you. That's why we can declare that, make that kind of declaration, right? The Lord says so, that as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. We are ambassadors for Christ. Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are ambassadors for Christ. We have received instruction from the government of heaven, see, as ambassadors, right? And this is what our King says about us, you know, or to us rather. and we repeat his word. We're not afraid to repeat his word. Whatever he told us, we say it openly, anywhere, any place. You know, and some of that, you know. We should remember that the Lord gave us a legal right to use or to the use of his name. Why did he do that? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 14:13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. We read over these things, but they are true. See? No, it's just the truth. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, the Lord said, I will do it. The sons of God are going to use the name of the Son of God to bless, to heal, to convert, and to deliver men from the bondage of the enemy. And it is going to bring glory to our Heavenly Father. See? They are the sons of God. They are using the name of the Son of God to bless people, to heal people, to convert people, to deliver them from the bondage of the enemy. And it is going to bring glory to our Heavenly Father. Not too long ago, I hear his voice. People do kind of things to you. I heard the Lord's voice say, bless them that curse you. I mean, just changed my life completely. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. People are, you know, it's kind of thing about you. I hear his voice say, bless them that curse you. I say, then nobody can ever hurt me again in this world. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Matter what they do to me, doesn't matter to me anymore. Bless be the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. See? We are called to bless. So anyway, so we see. And just about wrapping up here. Now, how good or how pride with an earthly father be to see his children do meritorious things. Talk about the earthly father, right? How glad would they be? Or even what some of us see your son do meritorious things and so on, how happy will you be? How much more then our Heavenly Father glory in our doing things through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know? So, and the Lord said in John 14:20, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. What a beautiful thing, right? You know, I say it again, John 14:20, to know and be conscious of whom we are as God's children. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And that's a holy union, isn't it? A God-created union between you, the Father, and the Christ. Verse 21 of John 14. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and we will manifest, I will manifest myself to him. See? And one of the great privileges that we have in the Lord Jesus, belonging to you and I, to have the Lord Jesus Christ manifest himself personally to you. I don't even think of any other thing more greater in the whole wide world, you know. And the next verse, John 14:22, Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Oh, what a blessed thing. That Holy Ghost in you, is given you to abide with you forever. Doesn't come, doesn't go. He says, I don't care how you feel or you don't feel. He didn't come to us by feeling. No, by faith. You know, so he's there. Abide with you forever. When I think of that, so I cannot but rejoice. But the Comforter, verse 26 of John 14, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father, see that, will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Some of the things that the Holy Ghost does in our life, whatsoever I have said unto you. in John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Now think of those words. That the Holy Ghost in you proceeded from the Father, you see, and sent unto you from the Father by the Lord Jesus Christ. What? I mean, I can't even beyond comprehension, right? Don't look at yourself ordinarily. Anyway, Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So wrapping up this morning, just, you know, the Lord comes to the Father and so on. You see, with God, by the Holy Ghost dwelling in you, you are not ordinary. Amen? Praise the Lord. You are not ordinary. Let me see you say, but no, you are not ordinary at all. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Wash ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men. Be strong, don't be like ordinary man, not ordinary. You are in a way supernatural. When God is dwelling in you, because of the mystery of how he works, people misunderstand him and so on. Anyway, so we're not ordinary. See, because God is dwelling in you. We should no longer have a difficult time comprehending God as a Father who loves. We should not have no longer have difficulty comprehending our God as our Father who loves us and cares for us. And we know ordinarily believers have often been religiously taught to fear and shrink from a God of justice. They have the idea that God sits as a judge in heaven and looks for ways to punish people the moment they make a mistake. But God is love, right? Thank God. The Lord Jesus came to reveal the Father's love to us. So do not worry. You can be sure of this one fact. As you trust God with your life, he will take a father's place and perform a father's duty in your life. He is your Father. He saw it, and I've been reading all along. He's your Father. And he loves you and cares for you with an everlasting love. Even the prophet Jeremiah said this in 31 chapter of Jeremiah verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God loves you. He is interested in you. Take time to make your request known unto him and wait in his presence. He will help you understand what to do and give you the answers to your problems. As you experience the depth of the Father's love for you, doubts and fears that have plagued you will just vanish. The way. As the Father loves Jesus, so he loves you. And because of the Father's great love for you, you are never alone. Always let that ring in your heart. The Lord said to himself many, many times, I am not alone. Father is with me and so forth. Let's begin to close with a few verses here. John 20:17. Jesus says, I ascend unto my Father just to assure you that he's your Father. We know he's our Father. After the resurrection, talking to that woman and so on. I ascend unto my Father and your Father. See? And to my God and your God. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Romans 8:14, the last set of scripture here this morning. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God that the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. When you see fear coming around you, know and resist it, reject it, never from God. Okay? So, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Father today, right? I mean, associate, Job said, acquaint yourself with him as your heavenly Father, right? Acquaint yourself with him and be at peace, Job said. See? Anyway, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then ears of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Praise ye the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, and you care for us. Even so much so, you even number the very hairs of our head. Lord, we thank thee, Father. Always watching over us. Your angel encamps around us. We can, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. We don't come beggarly to the throne of grace. In the so-called holiness, we come boldly as God's children, sons of God, to the throne of God. Lord, Father, we thank you. And even Lord, in our prayer life, we read in many, many places. I believe it's in Romans 8:34. And Christ maketh intercession for us. Hebrews 7:25 says, he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Lord, you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Help us to ever see ourselves in the light of the scripture that this our heavenly Father is our Father indeed and is in us and we are in him. This morning as we go, Lord, help us, O Lord God, to meditate upon these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He told Joshua, he said, this word of the Lord shall not depart from your from your mouth. And in it shall thou meditate day and night. As you do, then shall thou make your way prosperous. Then shall thou have a good surface. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and be of good courage. Because we are confronted, as we read before, with this corrupt world. But being filled with darkness, the only light left in this world is the sons of God. And the Holy Ghost being here with the sons of God. But we are children of light and we are not of darkness. So we thank you, Father. Wherever we go, help us to make our light so shine that men will see this light and glorify our Father who is in heaven. And we understand that we're going to supply all our need spiritually and temporally according to your riches in glory because he loves us. How shall he not give unto us everything? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him unto us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? All things are ours according to thy word, Lord. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. All that God has belongs unto us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be patient with the Lord and to pass everything through him. Commit that way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. I know whom I believed, that all that are committed to his hand, he will surely bring it to pass without faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Then we go with confidence with our head lifted up. We are more than conquerors, we are going to win. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We thank you, Father. We worship you. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.